I'm going to invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve us communion, an opportunity to remember the gospel. Bring us back again. Bring us back over and over again to what is it all about? What is, why are we gathering? How are we the church? We're gospel people. We've been purchased with the blood of Christ. We're all different. We love different things. We do different things. We have different abilities. And we're different. We're diverse. That's a beautiful thing because we're on the same page when it comes to Jesus. He makes us one, different people, knit together in one because of Jesus' death on the cross in my place. What we have all in common is we're all a bunch of filthy, rotten sinners that deserve hell. And we got no way out. But God has made a way, the only way. Jesus paid my price so that whoever believes, whoever throws himself on the mercy of God, trusts only and completely in Jesus, whoever believes has, as a present possession today, eternal life. Jesus defines eternal life as relationship. Not length, not duration. It is that, but what it's really all about is relationship with Him, with His Father. This is eternal life that you know, that they know you, the only true God in Jesus Christ, whom you have sent, John 17. Eternal life is relationship, and we are invited into relationship with the God who loves us. We get to commune. We call this communion because this is a way we commune with the Father and with His Son. We receive a good gift that He's given us. Jesus broken and poured out for us. We receive Him into ourselves, and He comes in and changes us. So as if you're a believer in Jesus, if your trust is in Him alone, you're welcome to take bread, take juice, hold those, reflect on what He did for you as a sinner, His amazing grace. Reflect on that, and once we've all been served, we'll take that together as the body of Christ. Jesus, what a gift we hold in our hands today. That God Himself would come to become human flesh and blood so that, Jesus, You would lay down Your life for sinners, that flesh and blood, human body would be nailed to a cross and die. Because that's what I deserve. That should have been me. You took my place. You took the punishment I deserve. Because You paid my price, You can offer me life, eternal life, life in relationship with You. Thank You for the gift. We can't merit it, we can't earn it, we can't pay it off. We simply receive it and say thank You. Thank You for giving Your life so that we could have life. So that we could enjoy today relationship with You. We receive a good gift from Your hand and we say thank You. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash us clean, to make us new.